Welcome back to the Press Box and yet another Saturday racing preview show with my great friend Dave Buzzbaker. Dave, I hope you're having a great holiday and a great weekend.
Gene, same as you. And before we get started, let's remind all our friends out there that the Press Box and our weekly racing preview is brought to you by Keeneland, by Churchill Downs, by TwinSpires.com, by Equiride, by the Fairgrounds, by Arlington Park, by Clark Distributing, and by Tito's Handmade Vodka. This time next week, Jenner, we'll be able to talk about racing over at Keeneland. But this weekend, I mean, we've talked about the fact that we're so blessed to have racing, but really quality racing as well. And so the Grade 1, Run Happy, Met Mile, 3 years old and up, an 8-horse field, Gene, that boasts a combined 20 graded stakes victories.
Yeah, you know, Fuzzy, a big day, Belmont, 4th of July, and, you know, wonderful weekend to celebrate everything that is great about the, you know, our country and the independence that we gained. And I hope that we all can take some liberty today to enjoy a great holiday and enjoy what the founding fathers intended our country to be and all of those things, Buzzy. And you know, enjoy a great day of racing up at Belmont. As you will know, Keeneland kickstarts a 5-day summer meet next week on Wednesday, and they'll be having the Bluegrass Stakes and Ashwood Stakes a week from today. But for today, we'll go up to Belmont and the Grade 1, Met Mile.
Okay, how about, I mean, there are at least a couple of millionaires in this race, right?
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's a huge race. And, you know, there's never been a horse to win the Met Mile, the Grade 1 Met Mile, without having won a graded stakes. So, you know, it's an amazing collection of horses led by Coat of Honor, trained by Shug McGahee, a Lexington native, went to St. Louis High School, got his start out there at Keeneland. But,
yep.
You know, just a tremendous field. You got McKenzie, who nearly won this race a year ago, and got beat by Matola, who ended up being the champion sprinter last year, won the Breeders' Cup. But, you know, you've got just a field of really outstanding.
Well, and listen, I usually do not make picks, okay? So, but I'm going to tell you, no matter what you do, and we're going to hear about it in just a second, but the 4, Hog Creek Hustle, scored big for me. It was either on Oaks Day or Derby Day, and I can't remember which one it was. But Hog, and he's in incredibly tough. But I'm telling you, take a flyer on Hog Creek Hustle.
You know, he won the Grade 1 Woody Stevens at Belmont. Go with Buzzy, and he paid huge. He paid buckets. Trained
yes.
by Vicky Foley from Louisville, you know, and you know, a horse that has just outgrown his pedigree to some degree, and you know, in his kind of humble beginnings. But he's been a very consistent closer, and I think he sets up well. Outside chance to hit the board.
I like it.
These good ones.
All right,
you got. You're on to something, Buzz.
Thank you, brother. Okay, well,
that's winter.
Right, since Thunder Snow has been retired, I mean, it's all been downhill from there. So how do you play it, my friend?
Well, you know, I think that you start with Coat of Honor. You know, here's a horse that won the Travers Stakes a year ago. He's come back disappointingly in the Breeders' Cup Classic. I mean, he's 7th, but he got some time off, and he came back. He won his 2020 debut in the Grade 3 Westchester. It looks like he's coming into the race in big fashion. You know, the only question I've got about this horse, and Shug is just so good at any horse he trains and any distance he trains them for. He's just one of the best ever in the history of the game. But is it enough ground for Proto Longer? Is he truly a miler? And that's my question. If he is, then obviously his stud career goes up another level. But Buzzy, McKenzie is a horse that shows up and nearly shows up every single time. And I think he's going to be a tough out as well. And then you got Macoma, who just won the Kroger handicap at Belmont and did so impressively. Here's a horse that won the Bluegrass Stakes a year ago. You know, and then you got Chad Brown with a horse in here, Network Effect. And, you know, and then your Hog Creek Hustle. So, you know, a tough handicapping race. I'm going to go with Bob Baffert and McKenzie on top of Coat of Honor.
I'm going to Lexington Louisville Double. I'm boxing Hog Creek Hustle and Code of Honor.
You are a man of means by no means.
I'm a man of no means.
But you are the king of the road, as Roger Miller.
That's exactly. I'm a man of no means. The press box at our weekly racing preview has been brought to you by Keeneland, by Churchill Downs, by TwinSpires.com, by Equiride, by the Fairgrounds, by Arlington Park, by Clark Distributing, and by Tito's Handmade Vodka. Mr. McLean, here's hoping you and yours have a great holiday weekend. Be safe, enjoy, and as always, may the horse be with you.
With you as well, my friend. I hope Hog Creek Hustle comes rolling down that stretch, and a big firecracker goes off there at lifetime. I know there will be the bottle rocket there at the Buzzy Baker landscape and Ponderosa there.
Ponderosa. There you go. Love the Ponderosa. Love you, pal. Take care.
You take care, my friend. I love you and see you soon.
See you soon.